had never heard that song until Julia said she wanted it played at her wedding.
Sweet song.
It's a sweet song. That's a great song. That's the song I danced my daughter Peanut to at her wedding.
Get to dance one more girl away.
Get to dance one more girl away, but no time soon, right?
No time.
You're not making an announcement here.
Oh,
are
no,
you?
She's still got lots to do.
All right, here at Rosie on Naps, we're talking about water treatment. It's obviously hit a nerve because it exploded on the emails. It's exploding on Facebook. All the calls that are in queue right now are on the topic. And we're dispelling the myth that you can soften water without sodium. You can't do it. Now, Bob Crisman of All About Water here in Phoenix, Arizona. A lot of people don't buy a water softener. They don't want the salt water to consume. They're scared of it. Can we talk about that for a little bit?
Sure.
A glass of softened water contains, let's talk about milligrams of sodium. A glass of softened water is about 12 milligrams of sodium. How many milligrams of sodium here in, especially here in Phoenix, in the Salt River Valley? Get it? Salt River Valley. It's called that for a reason. Out of the tap, what kind of sodium concentration will you see just straight out of the tap?
We have areas that are as high as 200 to 300 milligrams per liter of sodium.
Right out of the tap?
Yes.
Okay. So Coca-Cola is 30 milligrams.
Right.
Okay. A slice of bread can be as low as 80 or as high. One slice of bread can be as high as 230 milligrams of sodium. So these people that even if they're on a limited or restricted sodium diet, softened water isn't a health hazard.
No, it's not. I mean, the water we drink out of the tap would be more of a hazard than soft water. So if we lived in an area that didn't have sodium, you would be adding more sodium, and yes, you would have a natural increase. But with the water here, we already have more sodium than almost anywhere in the country in our natural water supply. So if you're really concerned about the sodium in your water, you probably shouldn't be drinking tap water either. You should be drinking the bottled water that has it removed or have a reverse osmosis in your house.
There you go. So these companies that are trying constantly to win customers by advertising salt-free, salt-free, salt-free. What they're appealing to the people's fear of salt.
Well, they appear to two things. They appear to the fact that we don't want to drink the salt water. They're telling you that. But the real thing is most people don't want to lug a 40-pound bag of salt in their house, you know, from the grocery store. That's the biggest complaint we have is I don't want to lug the bags around.
Okay. All right.
You know, it's too cumbersome. You know, we got to go to the store. We got to load them up. We got to bring them home. Okay. I just want to eliminate that out of my life.
Okay. And you can do a salt-free system. You're just doing it through an extensive series of nanofilters, right?
It's much like reverse osmosis. It's just more selective that removes more calcium than the salts that are in our water.
How much more expensive is that to really do it right?
It's four times.
Four times the equipment costs.
Yes.
Tough. It's expensive. Okay, I did not realize hauling the bags was the number one reason.
That's the biggest complaint we have is the moving of salt around. And people feel it's more friendly on the environment not having the salt and so forth.
Okay. I would probably complain if I didn't have you to haul them around.
And y'all like the granular salt as opposed to the pellet salt, right?
Yes, we do.
That's generally speaking for all units?
Well, here in Arizona, we're very fortunate to have 99.9% pure salt that either comes from Utah or Arizona in this region. Parts of the country, the salt is only 94% or 96% salt, and there's a lot of sand mixed with it. But here, our salt's very clean. The contrast to a pellet salt that is glued together doesn't do as well in our dry conditions. That glue tends to glue the pellets together.
Interesting.
And plus, the glue is a little bit corrosive. It'll attack metals more than regular salt.
I was actually asked a question just this last week about a thing called salt bridging, which I think is what you're referring
sure.
to. And we're going to be talking about that and troubleshooting some questions real quick. But let's see if we can take Bruce in Tucson real quick, who's been holding for a while, and get Bruce answered before top of the hour. Good morning, Bruce. Go ahead. Ask your question to Mr. Bob.
Good morning, Rosie and Bob. I've either read and or heard in the past that RO systems create the water being either more acidic or more alkaline than neutral.
Okay, hold on. We'll answer that question right now.
Okay, Bruce. Reverse osmosis does lower the pH about 1 point. So if your pH coming in is around 7, it will reduce it down to about 6, which doesn't affect most people at all. That's not real acidic. Most of the things that we drink are much more acidic than that. I don't know if you have it there, Rosie, but a glass of orange juice is
about 2.5.
About 2.5. Soda's 3.5 or 4 pH.
Coffee's four as well.
So really lowering the pH doesn't affect us that much. Removing the minerals really doesn't affect us. Those are not really good minerals for us that come through our water. Our body has a very difficult time absorbing actual minerals from the water in our body. It does much better with foods. So we're really not losing much when we use reverse osmosis, except for it does truly lower the pH by 1, as you're asking, but it really doesn't have much effect on us.
Or the plumbing system.
No.
See, that's what I've heard, is that you're hurting your plumbing system.
Well, on an RO, most of all of our plumbing is in plastic for that reason.
That's right. From the RO system forward to the faucet, it's all
everything
plastic.
Everything's plastic or stainless steel in the faucets.
Yeah, exactly. So there you go, dispelling one myth after another. Bruce, we appreciate the call. So, yes, RO does increase the acidity by about 1%. Hardly enough to make a marketing claim on marketing equipment for not causing high acidity water. Hey, we're back talking water treatment. It's Rosie on the House with Bob Christman of All About Water here in Phoenix, Arizona.
Sign up for the Rosie on the House weekly newsletter. It's filled with timely gardening and home improvement advice, as well as special offers and discounts you can't find anywhere else. That's RosieOnTheHouse.com.